It's 11 o'clock. Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you. Flashing lights. You got me better, baby. I'm Carter.
Let me hear you say.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Sheldon Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
Legendary Trishe Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga presents the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grants include Team Perfect 10, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Femme queen sex siren, high fashion bombshell strikes again for $1,000. The Rich Bitch, Bitch Stole My Look, for $1,000. Femme Queen Face, bring us a cover worthy of GQ Magazine, for $1,000. Femme Queen Sexy Performance, for $500. High Fashion Streetwear, Versace, 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 for $500. European Runway, The Look for Less, for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball, presented by the legendary Trishe Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. A weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50, no waits online, and access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin JC Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com. or visit Facebook event page, February 15th. I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The Controversial...
Was not he as a friend of yours, he's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable...
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary...
And that's why all the trail beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. We're definitely here to recap the Dorian Corey Philly Awards Ball that happened this weekend, honey. And anything else that happened this weekend from state to state, from coast to coast, from region to region. We're definitely here to recap it, honey, baby. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on my partner in crime. He's the icon, the CEO, and of the House of Cocktail, and the overall father of the House of Prodigy. It's Rodney Prodigy.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up.
Put them up.
Put your drinks up.
Put them up.
Put your drinks up.
Put them up.
Put your drinks
up. Let's go.
Put your drinks up.
Put them up.
Put your drinks up.
Put them up.
Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up.
Get drunk.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Rodney!
What's going on, Kales? What's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling, honey. Just chilling. Honey, okay, and we have our other partner in crime live on the air with us. Him, Day-Day, and Chicken will be giving the People's Choice Awards Ball this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Please welcome to the air, Marcus and Squirtle. Marcus.
How y'all doing?
What's
going on, Marcus? Just one of them days.
It's just one of those days when I want to be all alone. It's just one of those days.
I'm gonna start off like this. I'm gonna plug it in real fast. I know I can't really advertise. Could you give me a breaking news for an update?
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
I have been told by the icon, the father of all fathers, and my personal father, that after a 7-year hiatus, the Revlon Ball is scheduled for later this year, Columbus Day weekend. Girls, get ready.
Well, damn, bitch, it's a ball in New York that weekend.
Who's having the ball?
I think, what is the house? I forget what house, but it's a house that put out a flyer for that weekend already.
Oh, really?
Yes. In New York City.
Well, give us an update, and we'll go from there.
Is it the Elites?
Yes, the Elites. You know. Yeah, the House Elite is supposed to be having their house ball that weekend.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the real house.
Oh, well, why don't you come on the air and say that? Press 1, okay? Hold on, we got a couple of callers before we get into the recap. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, you're gone. Bishop, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? I just was sending a shout out to everybody. And I just want to stay off cue and be in the show with you guys. I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna listen.
Okay, thank you, Bishop. The next caller we have is 646-280. You're live on the air.
That ain't open. I'm out.
46280, you're live on the air. Okay, y'all go on. Okay, well, I'll go first and give my recap, because my recap is going to be real quick. Okay? My recap is going to be real quick of the ball, because all I seen was LSS. Cute LSS. I seen Best Dress. I seen Virgin Performance, and I seen Butch Queen and Drag's Realness. After that, I went to go outside to change. I went outside to change for Femme Queen Face, and I unlocked the door with the car keys, and then I sat my pocketbook down, and I thought I pressed the unlock button. But I pressed the lock button, so when I went back to the hood of the truck, the door was locked. So I was outside for the rest of the night waiting for the locksmith. Thank you, Malik Prodigy, for calling the locksmith for me, baby. The first locksmith Malik called for me was on their way to me to unlock the car. This thing got into a car accident, so I had to Google another one, and I was outside all night. By the time they unlocked the doors, the girls was coming outside, and the ball was over. And that's all I seen of the ball.
You're welcome.
And I thank my sister Alexis for helping me out. And that's all I seen of the ball. So Rodney and Marcus can give y'all the rest of the recap because they was actually in the ball. But that's what happened to me that night.
Oh, okay. Well, Marcus, you want to go? Because mine might be a little bit longer than yours.
Oh, and I got to say, and I also got to say congratulations to the House of Prodigy for definitely winning the coin, honey. And I also got to congratulate the House of Mizrahi for slaying the House of Prodigy for real as that's a house.
Well, Bonnie, I would like to give a play-by-play, you know, starting at the beginning. And, you know, we actually go through the categories and just, you know, talk about it. But so if you want to give a recap first,
you want to dissect it that way. So yeah, we don't have to do the recap. Then we can talk about each category and talk about different things like that. I don't have a problem with that. And if Laura is on the line and would like to come on too, because she gave David a explicit commentary herself of the ball, and I'd like for her to come on the show tonight and, you know, chime in with us.
It would be nice for Laura to come on. You know, she don't never grace a Monday night, but it seems like she's always on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, but she never graces Monday. So, Ms. Spears, if you're out there and you're listening, you know, press one. Okay.
Marcus, well, I'm going to talk about LSS a little bit. My LSS moment was seeing Jamal and DeWan do the team performance, and the little matrix move that they did over each other, that made LSS for me.
I concur.
That really woke up the building, and it wasn't perform. It wasn't Vogue Film. It wasn't Twist. It was Old Way, and it really had the people off their feet, clapping, screaming. It was a hot performance. It was good to see them out as well.
Yeah, it was. Also, I mean, I guess starting off with the venue, was actually pretty nice. It was kind of, you know, I thought it was a nice space. It was decorated really nice. There was a stage.
Man Prodigy Production.
Yeah, Man Prodigy Production. You know, it was really nice.
I think the venue was. I think the venue was a nice venue. The tables was kind of tight, but overall, the building, the escrow rooms, the bar area, actually had top shelf liquor.
Hold on, y'all. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Can we talk about the Revlon bar that's coming up?
Private caller, you're back on hold.
Oh, my God.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yes?
Hello. Hey, what's up, Kelly Marcus and Ronnie? It's Laura.
Hey, Laura. You graced our presence on a Monday night, Miss A.
Laura, you had a long weekend. You sound down.
No, I'm just tired.
Hey, I'll be in Alexis to tell you hi, Laura.
You said who?
Laomi and Alexis.
Oh,
tell Laomi, I said Alexis, I said, what's up? What's up?
Laura,
you
sound like you out of it, honey. Did Philly took all the energy out of you?
No, it's just Philly was tiresome, just the road trip getting here, because I was coming from Ohio, and so we stopped in New York for a little minute, and then we drove to Philly, and it was just, that trip is tiresome.
Okay, so let's get this right. You drove, you were in Ohio.
Yeah.
You went to New York.
I had to go to New York for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, we have
to. Well, she got you on misdirection already, so you're not going to try to guess.
No, this actually, she doesn't, because you got to remember there's some things I know about Laura that you don't know.
Yeah. You know, Marcus, you know where I came from. You know where I was coming from, so.
Right. So that makes
right.
sense.
Oh,
right. yeah. Well, Lord, you haven't really done your homework yet, as you can see. I think you missed it. There's a lot that happened this week.
No, well, it was quite a bit that happened, but it was boring, though, to me. It wasn't really nothing that really was I was really excited about. Like, I'm more excited about Carolina. I'm excited about going to Charlotte.
Yeah, so where are you at now?
I'm still in Philly right now. I leave for Charlotte tomorrow. We leaving for Charlotte tomorrow. We're going to stop in VA for a little minute, and then we're going to be in Charlotte either, like, Wednesday morning or Wednesday afternoon.
So what did you think of the venue?
The venue was fab. Being honest, the venue was real nice. Even from the pictures, when I asked our running about, like, where was it going to be at, because at first I thought it was going to be at the ball that he had last year, you know, in that hot place where it was, like, I don't know what building that was, but it was real hot in there. It was like a lot of people. It was packed, but it was just like it was just real hot. Like, they didn't have no air conditioning or nothing. But this building, he showed me like a picture of it. So I thought he was lying at first. But then when I went inside, it was like a nice venue. It was really cool. It was like a little gallery set up.
Like, yeah, it was like an art gallery. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
If you remember, there was a Prodigy ball there years ago in the basement, like in the bigger area. If for those who remember
which one?
That.
Which one?
The one that was really cold.
The winter when it was snowstorm.
It was snowstorm, right.
Oh, I didn't go to that one. I was thinking about the one where Revlon won.
I was
going to
say Murder by Numbers, but I don't know if that was Murder by Numbers or not.
That was Murder by Numbers because the one I went to was when Revlon won the production, when they did that production at King Productions. Yeah.
Okay. So what did y'all think of the trophies?
Laura?
Rodney?
Oh, well, I thought
Good again.
Right, I was like, well, I thought the category ones were nice, and then the
Marcus.
What you mean? And the
what do you think was nice about those trophies?
They were like I was passing them to them to give out. Yeah.
Your trophies I've had, I don't think. That was
Lord, we're not supposed to talk about that, bro. We're not supposed to talk about that. We want to gag everybody at the moment.
That's not awards. To me, that wasn't awards ball material type of ball. It was very, it gave me very, like, just a mini ball to me. It was very boring. LSS, my favorite holiday at LSS was when they called Lil James out. I think it was Lil James or somebody. It was Lil James. And one of the problems was just storming the stage. And Selma was like, he was like, no. So, just he kept storming the stage again. And then Selma just literally put her hand up. And she, like, grabbed her and just moved her off the stage.
But, Selena, bring all of that to North Carolina. I definitely would love to see all those antics.
You are definitely a voguing bitch, so no shade.
But
I live for all
that. Gagging on the sidelines like that, though.
Yeah, not no shade. Now, after the second time, y'all should have told her to pay it. But
you vogue. The tables, I didn't have one, so I don't know what was on them.
The tables had it was a basket. You know, with a liqueur and some fruit and stuff inside.
Okay, cool.
How much were the tables, though? How much were the tables?
They were $150 in advance, $200 closer to the week before the venue.
Are you serious?
Ball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
me. All right. What else during LSS was cute? Well, Kelly, you were sitting. I have to say that.
Okay. Oh, I got to give a shout-out to Chris Revlon. He was at the bar. I don't know if y'all know him or not.
Yeah,
I know Rodney
Chris.
Knows Chris. Yeah,
Chris, was, Chris Revlon is Laura.
Thank you, Marcus. I do try.
Kelly, who painted you?
What?
Who painted
Why
you?
Why couldn't I just paint myself?
Well, girl, I'm just saying, you, if that was the answer, just say, well, I painted myself, girl.
They say Mike painted me.
Right. Well, Mike did a good job. Workout. Did a really good job.
Yeah, okay, that picture I looked at today, that picture with your head down and your eyelash, that really was a nice picture. Roddy, that was when she was sleep, child. She was sleep. Let me tell you something. Y'all could sit there and go with that whole Kelly was, she could tell y'all that story about Kelly was, how she liked something in her car and all that stuff. She was sleep.
I was around,
was
honey.
Yeah, he was okay.
First category of the night, best dress with a labeled shoe. Now, I'm going to need the ballroom to go ahead and define what labeled means. So we can all be on one accord. Because I don't believe Stacey Adams
is not a label.
Is a label. I mean, it's a label. I guess it is a designer, but it's not a high end label that ballrooms generally talk about.
You said what shoe? I mean, what designer?
It. Stacey Adams.
Who walked? Nobody had on Stacey Adams.
Hello. About no, it wasn't Stacey Adams. It was Christian Siriano.
No,
who
wanted
that on the Christian Siriano suit?
I will go with the girl who said the Christian Siriano, the girl who said she was from Project Runway. She has done a runway show during Fashion Week. I will give her a high. She can be a designer, but bitch, a shoe that you got from JCPenney or Macy's.
Right. Right.
Talk about, and you know, and it gave very Stacey Adams tease.
Right.
You know, to me that's, right, because, okay, if somebody said in a labeled, it's everything is labeled. When you go to JCPenney, bitch, you know, everything has a label on it or it's made by a designer.
Mm. Who was that blind man that came on stage with them?
With the Stacey Adams on?
Yeah.
I think that's what he's talking about. Yeah, I didn't. You know, I have respect and a congratulations to him being a new father, but I didn't quite. And I definitely saw his realness. He should have worn realness.
Who is he father? Who is he? Andre.
He's
been
legendary
for years. Right?
Andre Prestige. Uh-huh. But now he's Philly father for Ray. But yeah. In regard, I didn't really think everybody. Most of the shoes looked fierce.
Yeah,
because it's no shade. Bitch, I got a ball coming up next week. But Father Gotti had on Reebok.
He had on what?
You know what?
He had on Reebok.
That's why I don't have those sneakers.
They
were the
Reeboks. I guess they were a label sneaker, but it's still the category is best dress, so you're still supposed to have on the ship.
No, but they
gave me
him, and I felt like that wasn't fair for them to chop him, but they didn't chop that other shit that was on that stage.
But he still had on a sneaker, though.
Shoes out there for best dress.
Definitely do got to congratulate him for definitely winning Father of the Year.
Who won Father of the Year?
Philly Father of the Year. Chapter Father of the Year. I mean,
who won Father of the Year?
Well, actually, he won Philly Father of the Year because he's actually overall father.
Rodney Gotti. Yeah, he won Philly's Father of the Year, because he's overall father. He won Philly's Father of the Year.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Does Alexis take hormones?
Alexis, they're coming for you. They take on you, Alexis.
Miss Jay, hold on. This for you,
yeah,
I'm on the air.
You sound like you playing that, girl. You saw it out.
Well, bitch, if you want to know, I have two CCs sitting in the syringe waiting right now. Any more questions?
you only have Batman titties. You don't have real bitch titties.
Bitch, I know a lot of men with fucking titties that still look like men, but they consider themselves women.
You giving out Star Jones titties.
Okay, whatever. No, you still, you sound like you're mad. That's what it is.
I can't. Okay, private caller, you back on hold. Oh my God, I can't with them. Girl, they wanted you up on this phone.
The hoes keep me in demand. Thank you.
Okay, back to the recap. We have Miss Snow here. What the hell?
Hey, but just, yeah. Don't y'all think they say the Rodney Gotti was Father of the Year though? Because like,
no, we don't live in Philly.
Year,
you don't
since
know
you
he
have
does.
A house to, since you have a house.
Well, he does
like,
have a house, and his house
who?
Walks down in Philly.
Well, who?
He has some members that walk balls. I mean,
no,
you know, Manny
is,
used to be a girl, Gotti.
Who? No, she wanna ask and then I'll take a while. Go ahead. What were you saying, Laura, again?
Who? Manny was a Gotti.
You said about Fatty Ebony?
No.
Manny, the pretty boy.
Oh, child.
You said about this thing that said that was on American Next Time Model, but she went on there. Her. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
maybe he stretched the truth, yeah. Okay, and I mean, here's a few other cute members because they walked. I mean, they have a women's runway. They have
Andre just left Gotti. The other guy who walked with Kane with the walk, he wasn't Gotti. He just became a Ferret.
But grand prize was Monica and. Oh my God, I know his name, but I call him L. L.
House of the new house of what?
Of Too Much.
The house of Too Much.
That's what this car was giving,
Kathy. Hold on, say what now?
The house of Too Much. Don't give them too much.
Was that Jack just made that up as she was going along, or is that what they actually were saying for real?
Well, baby, they didn't stop him and say, and he said grand prize.
Right,
because
they took it as a house. Well, no, it wasn't for cash anyway, was it?
It was.
It probably
was. Yeah. They had an envelope. It probably was $50 or $60 like everything else.
Oh. Rodney, we hadn't gotten to that yet, girl. Follow the order. Read your script.
Well, you asked about the envelope, bitch. I want to get you the contact.
Well, so then next was Virgin Vogue and Virgin Runway and all of that, right?
Yeah, next, and then we can skip all
next
that.
Next category. Right. So then I think it was Schoolboy Realness. The kids had to bring it in honor of a black invention. Looked like y'all wore that. Everybody did the traffic light.
The Prodigies wore
the
traffic light out.
The traffic light, the
gas mask,
and the broom and mop, and like the mop, I think. Like,
you know what? I seen that category. I like that category more for the ones that came out there and actually, you know, made they stuff, bitch. Those ones.
So you didn't like the Prodigies who had that over large size prop, but his was real. Now,
it was alright,
like,
but I
want
to, you know,
to the. When
you think about an inventor, I'm thinking about, you know, them coming out there and the ones that made it, you know, and stuff of that nature.
Well, some of them looked better than others. Like the one Opie boyfriend had, now his looked right. His looked like it lit up and everything. Like they actually put
they
some effort
lit up
to
too.
It. Huh?
L's lit up as well.
Well, I didn't see his, so I'm sorry. I noticed the Prodigies that won. What's his name?
And he had a Boosie.
Boosie? Oh, he's cute,
uh-huh.
too. Yeah, he was really cute. But
he
also...
He was cute.
yes, Laura. But he had a...
the large, his was just so large and oversized. I just, you know, that kind of, it made you look at him. Because he wasn't necessarily the most real in some of the battles, but his prop really just got him over. I just got to be honest.
So he used the Mike Icon stunt.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, no, Mike is real, but I'm saying you have to use, you know, use those props to, you know,
yeah, his prop works for him. And hopefully he comes through for the 1500 next weekend, or this weekend.
Yeah, you don't even know school boy going to be no pretty boy for that 1500. That's not happening.
You said what?
Ain't no school, ain't school boy versus pretty boy run this for the 1500?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right, ain't no school boy going to be no pretty boy.
It can happen, Laura.
The only one that can do it is Marquee.
You don't want to. So you want to do a side bet, Laura, to say is it going to be a schoolboy or a pretty boy that's going to win?
Sure.
How much?
I put $50 on the pretty boy will win.
For how much now?
I put fifty.
And I'll put 50 up too. But how am I going to get my money if you win? You going to send me a green dot?
Sure will. Surely will.
Well, you better not call it. You better not call it. Cancel it out.
You know what? I'm gonna hit you on Facebook, and I'm gonna tell you if you don't get it, then I'm gonna tell you you could do, you know what I'm talking about. You could post.
Right.
It.
I wouldn't do that, right. But I would just read you on the phone and say, "Laura didn't give me my money." So I have $50 on the schoolboy. Laura has $50 on the pretty boy. I don't care who wins. I just
who's on your panel? Who's on that panel? Who's on the panel for that? That night.
I don't know. Yeah, we don't set stuff up like that.
But I'm just asking because I know you may be, you know.
No, I wouldn't set it up for them to pick nobody, bitch. They go. I'm pretty sure, you know. Okay, what else do we have? Congratulations, Boosie Prodigy. Plug realness. Everybody was chopped. Executive realness. Nobody walked. Legendary realness, nobody walked.
They didn't have executives at the ball.
Nobody walked. What was next? Oh, Butch Queen and Drags realness.
No, you forgot Transman and Butch. They was after Schoolboy, actually.
Transman realness?
Yeah, Transman and Butch was after Transman
and Butch realness went to the House of Prodigy. Next.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Kelly just moved past on that.
Who? Wait, was most of the people that walked from Philly, Rodney or Marcus? Because a lot of people, I did not know who they were. I never saw them before.
Yeah, it definitely, Philly definitely came out.
No.
Feminine Destruction, where were you?
Sure.
That's your city.
Sure.
She lives in Ohio.
She lives in Ohio.
Yeah.
She moved to Ohio.
Just listen. She don't do
Philly functions no more. She made that be known. She said she's only doing Midwest functions.
You didn't get what else?
Oh, never mind. Let me be quiet.
Yeah, I don't watch those clips. Tim Queen realness, congratulations. It was Banshee versus Banshee versus Schoolgirl versus
9 to 5.
I know Nina Prodigy won.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nina Prodigy won. Banshee. I don't remember nobody. I think everybody else. I don't think nobody walked Schoolgirl or 9 to 5, did they?
Mm-hmm. Right. And then Legendary had to be in fashion something.
Yeah, and Bria won that.
Right.
But, you know, Pussy, they told Pussy to go, you know, that they didn't think she was fashionable enough. But, so she, you know, she paid it like a legend, walked off the stage. But I actually would have liked to see that battle, Bria versus Pussy.
So they did chop Pussy. I don't think they chopped her.
She just, you know, they pulled her to the side and she just walked off. You know, she paid it like a real legend.
Is that considered chop or not?
Yeah.
Is that considered a child? What else?
runway, European runway, Butch Queen runway, Opital runway. Garrett Garçon won All-American. Ethan Lazin won big European runway. And I think that was Gotti young lady who won women's runway, right? Or female figure runway.
Yeah. What was they supposed
to be? Was she a Gotti or Prestige? Like huh?
What was that category calling for?
An androgynous look.
Androgynous look. Okay, that's what I thought.
Now,
okay. Yeah.
I didn't necessarily think the girl, the fish that had won, her look was really
mm-hmm.
androgynous.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much more than the other girl, the J'adore girl that had walked. She looked a little more androgynous. What else? Shout out to Corey Chanel. He made it to the last battle. I think it was a tiebreaker versus him versus Ethan.
I actually thought he should have won personally. Speaking of Corey Chanel, I'd like to wish Corey a happy birthday today. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Speaking of Corey, Alexis, you need to tell Corey he needs to take a break. Because I think the girls are getting kind of tired of seeing him. You know how sometimes you just kind of, outwarm your welcome a little bit? Like when you just walk every fucking mile, like he just kind of needs to take a breath a little bit. A little light.
Maybe it's not that. Maybe he just, because it's awards ball season, so the stuff that really matters is.
He balls more wisely, maybe. Because he walked runway at Vogue nights, and runway here, runway there, like at every little birthday ball or whatever ball. Like sometimes you need to take a break to go and walk certain functions. Yeah.
But congratulations, Derek Garçon won the $250 for that when they battled. Was that the first half? Oh, female figure face. Madison 007 won Femme Queen Faze. Kelly got
warning! Freak alert! Warning! Freak alert!
Kelly got scared and didn't come out.
Oh.
Kelly.
Baby, I did not get scared, baby, okay? Baby, the
Kelly
keys is locked in the car. I got the receipt. I can put the receipt up on Facebook.
No, Kelly, as your legal advisor, I encourage you not to do that.
Okay.
And then Drash, the Garçon young lady won women's face, and she ended up taking the cash. And Drag's face was, I don't know his girl name, but Hot Lunch Icon. You looked good, bitch. You looked good.
That was Hot Lunch?
Yeah. You know, Hot Lunch, she started walking
direct. I seen that picture today on Facebook, and I did not know who the fuck that was, Miss A. I'm fucking gagging, Miss A.
Kelly, you remember she walked at the latex ball. She came out and drank the first time at the latex ball last year.
I know she was doing it at the Kiki balls, but then she moved it up, right.
Yeah.
So shout out to...
Well, I didn't see that part. I
could
be
like,
her.
Well, that's not her girl name. We got to find out her girl name. Somebody inbox Kelly the girl name.
Miss A.
Call the child Hot Lunch.
Miss A, I'm gagging.
You're good, right?
I'm trying to find a picture. Yes, Miss A. Miss A, she actually looks good, Miss A.
She looks
Miss A, she really looks good, Miss Thang girl, and she looks smaller and everything, Miss Thang. And Drag, I'm gagging at this picture. I did not know who this was. I thought this was one of the girls from out of state or something, Miss Thang. Bitch, she really eating it, Miss Thang. I got to give her her L's. Miss Thang girl, Miss Alexis, you need to step it up.
Kelly, listen. Girl, you get one or two good nights from singing, you feel like you got faces, bitch? Sit the fuck down.
Well, listen, you want face.
No.
You know, girl, Laura, why would you even ask that question?
Unlike other people, I know what I should and shouldn't want.
They say mistake is fucking silly mistake. So what are you what are you trying to say, Mr. Alexis?
We
ain't
gonna keep that under the rug, what Alexis just said now. We ain't gonna keep that under the rug.
What are you trying to say, Mr. Alexis?
What?
I said it.
Oh, because I know what I should walk, Miss A, girl. I know what I can walk without paint, and when
you
I put
know,
my paint
you know
on.
When, no, you know when you should walk, not what you should walk. You know when you should walk.
I walk against any motherfucking bitch, Miss A, girl.
No, you don't walk against any bitch, Dino. Just because you got a star that says I am from the Icon Stewart Ebony, don't feel it, that girl.
Miss A, girl, you know, I got some heavy hitting girls under my belt, Miss A, but you know, I'm not gonna toot my own horn.
We were talking about that the other night.
Yeah, you know, I got some of, you know, because everybody talk about the blueprint, Miss A. I got some of the blueprint girls underneath my belt.
There we go.
But we're not gonna talk about that tonight. But yeah, Miss High Lunch really looks good. I'm gagging, Miss A.
Yeah, she needs to stay with that category.
You said she needs to stay with that category?
Yeah, because that's what Kevin's
not. Miss A, it's no shade, Miss A. I see it. I'm really gagging, Miss A. I did not know who that was that walked this category, Miss A. But bitch, she is motherfucking, she is chewing the cheeks and everything, nose, block. Miss A really look good, Miss A. She had on her waist cincher and everything, Miss A, underneath her dress.
All righty, so that was Female Figure Face. Shout out to Hot Lodge. Anything else?
Hot Lodge should have won, yes.
Oh, did we discuss about how Michi LaCroix, well, Michi LaVin put out our version? Did I discuss that yet?
Can we have we confirmed that story?
It's confirmed from a reliable source.
Here we go with them reliable sources again.
Why?
Well, my source is definitely reliable that I got my tea from.
Girl, they said you was a reliable source.
Miss A, well, I don't know what they was.
Well, hold on. Hello?
Oh, Marcus call dropped. He got a call back. Yeah, he was about to tell a lie.
I need to say congratulations to the innovative, legendary House of Prodigy on a good job well done at the ball. We won Chapter House of the Year. We won overall National House of the Year. We won the ball for the Queens, and our members showed up and showed out. So be proud of yourself, whether the ball was dry or not. We definitely entertained. We came. They cheated us out of some of our wins so everybody else can get some points. So we understood that already. We knew ballroom politics.
Oh, sure.
So, girls, just get ready to feel the sting of Rodney Prodigy at a ball near you. And I love you all for loving me.
Beginning this weekend?
No, not this weekend. I'm not going to let the girls know when I'm going to sting their asses, but they'll know it.
And security is on high alert this weekend.
Security is past alert.
And I'm putting it out there that I will be purging.
Ooh.
Yeah, it'll be my last time walking street wherever. I will be purging.
What is it, for $1,500 or something? How much is it for?
$1,500.
Mm.
Well, then there was a long intermission in the middle of the ball, and Selvin was commentating, and he actually did his thing. Shout out to Selvin. It was good to hear you again on the microphone.
We in the no-fly zone. No-fly zone.
What Laura say?
We in the no-fly zone.
Was that Laura or Alexis?
I can't.
good.
Alexis?
Yeah, you
keep it going. Yes.
That was Alexis, I think.
I didn't say anything.
Well, so yeah, the break was cool. We came back and it was.
You see that, Kelly?
Do you
see that?
Can we get back?
That's what Sean should look like.
Can we get back to the recap, Miss A?
Yeah, I think after that, I mean, it's just pretty much a blur.
You see these? This is what your breasts should look like. Go ahead, Marcus. We on iChat.
So how did y'all feel about
yeah, y'all are being so unprofessional. Jasmine is going to get y'all.
So we wanted to just talk about just some other categories that we think they have. The best they can have is kind of fire. So what did y'all think about that face category with Jason and Ryu and all that?
Congratulations to Mike for winning Legendary Face of the Year. They got crickets when y'all got to that face category?
So what did Ryu do to Legendary?
What did you say?
Congratulations to Trevor Blanc for winning Legendary Runway at the ball.
Ryu became Legendary at the awards ball.
Yeah, the awards ball.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Well,
all of them, Mike, Ryu, Jeremy, all of them. Hey, y'all just have to see that clip. That clip was a kiki. When Jason was pointing out his cheeks, it was definitely a key. I was kikiing. I almost spilled my drink.
Happy birthday to Mother Madeline, Miss Rahi from Philadelphia. It's her birthday. Happy birthday to her.
Oh, speaking of Melody,
birthday. Why are you just going to say happy birthday, Amina, so everybody know who she is?
Because that's not her name.
That's what she's known by.
We're saying her name is Madeline.
Oh, happy
birthday,
Madeline.
Amina, Prodigy, Mother, Miza.
Philadelphia.
Going to be back to Prodigy.
And her LSS, too.
Her LSS was cute. No shade, it was.
Yes, It was.
It definitely was.
It looked good.
And in fact, had LSS only been maybe 10 minutes shorter, it actually would have been like the perfect LSS. They was only calling out legends. You know, at the end, I think they was waiting on Avernian to get ready to come out, so they just, you know, they started watering it down a little bit. But it started off really hot.
And I like to thank my boss from Gorgeous World, my boss lady, Jack, for my wonderful, wonderful introduction for my award for Overall Father of the Year. I appreciate that, Jack, and thank you very much.
Oh, speaking of awards, congrats to Lil Kevin as well. Yeah, Lil Kevin. Yeah.
And Hall of Fame, yeah.
Hall of Fame, yeah. Is he Icon yet? Did they deem him yet? Or is that supposed to be this year at the awards ball?
It'll
probably be this year, I guess. I don't know how they work in the system. I don't know what the committee does.
Well, what else? What else were the categories? So they finally, and I have to give this, and I just being honest, ooh, I hope this don't hurt my ball attendance. They chopped, is that Raymond? Laban this time? TT? For FaZe?
Oh, no, that's
two different
people. TT and
no, what's
and Raymond are two different people. That was TT.
That was TT. But no shade, he actually looked pretty good this time.
Well, I don't think he got chopped for the figure. He got chopped for the performance.
No, they couldn't have been chopping him for his performance. The other performances were kind of They let the other young man through.
What category are we talking about?
Face with performance.
Oh, okay.
Because Jason came up first.
Prodigy for your win.
Right, he got
tears. Now go ahead with the rest of the update. So the first guy was, oh, my God, what is his name?
Kyle existing?
Yes, yeah. Kyle. Everybody said Kyle did very well.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they were chopping Raymond for the performance. I mean, TT for this performance. Because it took them a long time to score.
The person who chopped him was with me tonight at the basketball game, and we talked about it. And yes, that's what he said.
Wait, that was
okay,
was that the same person that walks the Agabar like a puppy dog? That's your interpretation, Laura.
You
know the one that's like a bulldog. You know the one that walks the Agabar that's like a bulldog? Man,
oh, but did you get into... He actually, it's so shade, he actually looked, if you looked at his skin and stuff, he actually looked very on, like, you know, this particular time. Because it took a long time for them to score.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, because they said, are you kidding? Are you chopping? And he said, yes, I'm chopping.
Well, shout out to you. I thought you looked great. Butch Queen face was Stars versus Statements versus 30. Did anybody walk that?
I don't remember.
They didn't walk the regular one because I guess you couldn't hardly hear the thing out there. But Juju was actually supposed to have been walking that. But he came out for the wrong one. Came out for Legendary Fetcher that had already closed the other categories, but he didn't hear that, and his house told him that they're on face, so come on out. But they had already closed his category, and then they opened it back up.
Oh, so what that was about. He came out for Legendary because I was wondering when he came out there, and I'm like, why is Legendary? I'm like, when is he coming out there for? And I'm just like, okay.
What other category?
Congrats, Jason. On your double win for Legendary Face as well. Good job, Jason.
You know he was double win.
Erica Kane won Sim Queen Body. Erica Kane live in.
Wow.
Sexy Lexi Prodigy won Sim Queen Sex Siren.
Good job. Her outfit was cute. Hello,
then Butch Queen Sex Siren. Senior Sex Siren was Cameron St. Laurent, and Catboy was a live in. They had, see, Rodney, they had another point. They had Catboy Sex Siren too.
Oh, okay.
And then,
speaking of Sex Siren, wait, can we stop real quick? Kelly.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why do y'all have that child from y'all house walking Sex Siren? I don't know what his name is, but he had his ass out. He had like a blue and green turquoise little outfit on, I don't know what that was, but he had his ass out. But he is so not sexy. You know the brown skin one? They call him, what's his name? He's from New York.
Y'all had one person from New York that walked Sex Siren with Will.
That's his name, yeah. Yeah, the brown skin one that had his ass all out. That had his ass out. Yeah, he got a fat ass, but as far as everything else, he's not sexy to me. He's not sexy to a lot of people, though, but he's just not sexy. You think he's sexy
to me? Girl, get out my motherfucking inbox, bitch. I know who the fuck they talking about, bitch.
Well, can they send me a picture, please, whoever it is?
The one that was in the lobby of the hotel where we stayed at gave me a hug, Will.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I got a ball coming up.
Oh,
it's no shade. He's actually a cute boy. Like, you know, but even when he takes his clothes off, he just...
See, that's the problem I have with that category. They're taking Sex Siren to a whole just like, okay, they think that just because you're a cute little butch boy that everybody, that you can walk Sex Siren. That's not.
And his ass is fat. No shade. His ass was fat.
Yeah, his ass is no shade. If he was just to turn around and just show his ass, maybe I would probably give him a win.
You know what? That was what was confusing me. The way that junior sex iron was set up, like half of them was cat boys.
Right.
But they're junior sex siren, y'all masculine. So shout out to BK Ebony. He won that, and he won the coin. Not BK, BX.
Oh. No, not KB.
What is it?
I said no, not KB.
Oh my God. You laughed because you read the article for RG the fuck
up. I didn't say KB, I said BX.
I know.
He's all the way married, so congratulations, Laura.
I don't know who posted his picture. I remember he was on his back when he
was broken because you never chopped them on.
Well, congratulations, Ahmad Garcon, on the new car, and you paid cash for it. That's sick. Those Obama checks are coming through. Congratulations.
Cool.
What? He worked for the president. What are y'all getting? Congratulations, bitch. In 2014, you paid cash for it. That's sick, man. Female Seeker Performance.
BK Ebony? BK Ebony, not BX.
So it is BK and not BX?
Yeah, BK Ebony.
Oops. Sorry, BK Ebony.
Definitely
so. But shout out to Cameron. No shade. I would have voted for you. No shade.
Yeah, he was cute. Cameron was cute.
Female singer performance, Kim Queens.
Did somebody go to Andre Mizrahi's page? Who is that?
Well, the category.
Oh, no. She didn't die. They just said, God bless everybody she pumped, and God bless her as well. But what did she do?
Which symbol?
Some Andre on Miss Wright page. It's a sim queen. She looked kind of sick, man.
So did y'all get to Erica new face? Hello.
Did we do what?
Did y'all get to Erica Kane's face? That's why. You know, she. Like,
I just think that was a bad picture. Miss Erica, you be getting it.
No,
I mean, Miss Laura, you be getting it.
No, I'm serious. She got some more. No, I'm saying, like, at the ball, like, she got more work done to her cheek, like, because her cheek was swollen on the. It was, like, swollen. Seriously, like, it looked a lot more puffier than what she normally looked like. Maybe she just gained weight or something. I don't know. She looked a little different.
Thank you, Michi Ebony. I have BK Ebony. I corrected it, and I thank you. We'll see him in North Carolina this weekend for the 250. Well, I don't know how much it was for this weekend. I know it last weekend. It's $250 this weekend in North Carolina.
It was only for 50. It was only for dollar signs. That's right.
It was only for dollar signs, so that's what
it is.
Yeah,
Vernon probably gave him $20. You know,
they got 50.
Right, so they got more than what they paid to get in. The question is, Michi, how much are they going to give away where you commentating at?
Oh.
He said he got $50. I'm getting my coin. Well, thanks for reaching out. No more free advertisement. That's it for you. That's all that matters. You're getting your coin. You don't get your coin until the envelope is passed over. Now Dexter tagging me or something. What I do, Dexter? Right, Dexter, I'm just stating my opinion. I still think BX is sexy. I would have picked the other boy. We're giving our opinion. She wasn't even there.
You know, okay, you got a ball coming up, so.
Beta Ebony, they coming.
So the female
means you can read, so you can read every Ebony to the box. That they're gonna be.
No, I'm not reading the Ebonies. I'm just a,
Wasn't that female singer performance category split up or something? Because they, the way they came out and get their fans, they had like the legendary Monet Ebony came out first, I think, for like women's performance, and then they had
Monique
Ebony. Monique, I mean, sorry.
Y'all is wearing the Ebony names out tonight. What's going on?
Okay, so let's talk about female figure performance.
Tamaya Icon.
Tamaya 007.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
she's a 007.
Yeah.
Tamaya, soon to be Prodigy.
Girl, Tamaya.
I figured that too.
Tamaya.
She's voguing. Like, she don't give you just a titty shake here and a little something here. She just gives it. She gives the elements. She gives a little performance, give you a nice little duck walk hands, all that. She's cunt.
What is this new thing everybody is doing?
I want to see my
look like
they
break dancing.
My three blind mice, I want to see Tamaya versus Asia versus Katrina.
Well, I hear the hurricane will be in North Carolina, and Asia. Can we get a nasty LSS with Tamaya, Asia, and the hurricane?
I'm doing stipulation. Just make sure it gonna be no. Slide.
Two, three, nine, two, three, four. You're live on the air.
Did they get out of jail?
Did what?
Huh?
Did Lawrence get out of jail?
No, Lawrence is still in jail. He got 30 days.
Okay.
Kelly, you shouldn't say that. We don't know that for public information.
Oh.
We're praying for Lawrence to say, stop trying it.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Alexis, if you take hormones, why you grow hair out your
Alexis, you don't
why you grow hair out your titties?
Listen, sweetie, I don't grow hair.
You do got crunch on your
bitch,
titties.
No, ma'am, I don't grow hair. I gotta look at my motherfucking pictures.
You got crunch on
bitch,
your titties and on your
bitches,
back.
I am one of the few bitches that don't grow hair.
You do grow hair on your titties.
Bitch, please, you don't never see me with hair on me.
My between brother laid on your titties, bitch, and he said that they were the hairiest thing.
Unlock your number.
They was the hairiest thing like that.
You
the hairy tittiest thing like that.
You mad.
And you grow a beard, too.
You mad.
And you get up and shave at 5:45 in the morning. Bye, boy.
Thank you. So that caller is 347-569. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. You're looking fabulous in your pictures lately.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Well, you know, call right back that fast.
Not that I just
started
some shit.
Well, Brian, will you be joining us in North Carolina this weekend?
You know, I wasn't actually. I was working.
Did you want to send a donation? Did you want to send a donation to Kelly for her ball? She got her ball on Sunday.
I wasn't sending no donation. Do I want to send her a donation?
Right, for her ball. She have. You don't want to sponsor a category?
You know how to inbox me, Kelly. We'll talk.
Kelly?
Alexis is over here doing Num Ya Ho Reggae Congo on motherfucking FaceTime.
Kelly,
I know what it is. Hello?
Yes.
I was saying that I'm enjoying, I know what it is to rock. Well, I've been dealing with it for a long time, but
I just got mine done today. Four packs of 32 inches, girl. I love it.
I know that's right. New weave, honey. Hey, I said new weave, honey, baby. Yes, honey.
I'm going to say if it ain't 22 inches or more, you're practically bald-headed, darling.
Yes.
Well, can we get a donation for Kelly's aftermath?
Kelly, what do you need, girl? What do you need? Tell me what you need.
I don't need nothing. Kelly, what you need?
Baby, if anybody want to add anything to any category, they can definitely hit me up on Facebook and send me a green dot number, honey. And we add it to any category that y'all want to
see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
know one category I don't think you should have, though, Kelly, and I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you should have verbal mode.
Why?
Because you and Carolina.
Why
need
to be a judge?
If you come to North Carolina, Brian, I would definitely put you on the judge's panel and sit you right next to Alexis because that's her birthday weekend.
Oh, I guess we can kiki and talk about all
coming. But he will hit you up and send you the money to sponsor category.
You should let Brian do your hair, Kelly, to the ball.
My hair's already done, Laura. Stop trying it.
I'm not trying it. I'm just saying that you should let Brian do your hair for no, you guys had the same hair, man?
Yes, I'm gonna have my hair was curly. It was curly this weekend. My hair will be bone straight this weekend.
Well, let Brian let it do it bone straight.
Hey, so I just pressed it out just now. I just pressed those curls out from this weekend before I got on the show. I needed my hair done if I wanted a short haircut. So definitely go to Brian and get my short haircut.
I'm just saying, you did your hair before, so what? What's the problem?
Miss Laura, you girls always tried it, honey, okay? Tried it.
Well, you know why I live at Cali. You're more than welcome anytime, any place, darling. It's not a problem.
Thank you, Ryan.
You can put me back on.
She's
gonna
hit you up about that green dot. We'll be contacting you.
Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
You look real good in the stigma video.
Thank you very much.
Well, on a side note, Jacob, I really love your work. However, I feel like your titles for your videos, are you trying it? You changed them last week for the ball. But some of the stuff that I saw, why do men want to fuck people? Why do people want to fuck people in the ass? I don't know. I would ask that you kind of review your wording and realize that you have a straight audience that are listening to you as well, and you're influencing the thoughts and shapes of how we're stereotyped. So I'm going to ask that as a black man who happens to be gay, that you not really, that you choose your words wisely, because it's coming off a little demeaning. Like, people, you're giving them a reason to, like, kiki at us. Just my opinion. Does not reflect the thoughts and views of Tens or Chops or Kelly, Ms. Rahi, or Rodney Prodigy. That's just my thought. Did you watch the video, Kelly?
No.
The clip said something about, why do men fuck people in the ass?
What?
No,
shut up. Shut up!
Hush. Laura?
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Everybody?
Yeah, no, she had a lot going in her background. I mean, I heard what you were saying about Jacob's videos. I had a problem with a few of his videos. I mean, I hit him up personally. Because he had one video that said, prettiest gay sissy boy face or something.
Right.
Oh.
And another thing said, gay boys voguing.
Yeah, I was just you're reaching a little bit with these titles.
Right. If Fem Queen Face, it said transsexual.
Yeah.
Beautiful Say It, bitch. Those titles were scary.
Yeah, it was for Sewer Bob. He said transsexual realness or something. It was transsexual face or realness or something. I'm like, transsexual? What is he talking about? Like, what is he doing? It's just like, he'll put tranny realness or something. A tranny face. Like, you know, I mean, just certain things you say, you shouldn't say it. You know, it's not appealing. You know, we can take it a certain way. A lot of people can take it derogatory, especially transsexuals. You know, they can take it, you know, a whole different way. So, yeah.
All right, moving on.
But anyway, back to the performance category. So, okay, so speaking of the good performance, you had Monique Ebony. I mean, she did what she did. I mean, she's legendary, so that's what that is. I'm not going to talk bad about her performance, but it was what it was. I think she was the only woman that walked right. I don't recall anybody. Mm-hmm. Did any other woman walk?
No.
Yeah, a little bit. And then, so I think the drag came. Madonna came out, and it was like a couple ninjas. I don't know who they are. I never saw them before, but I heard them yelling ninja or something. So they walked, and it was some, and I think a Mizrahi walked, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was a Mizrahi that walked. And I personally think that, it's no disrespect, I guess, I actually would have chopped that whole line of the ground. It's just not my taste to mold, I guess. It's just not my, you know,
why everybody quiet? I agree. I mean, and then Butch Queen Vogue Film versus Twist. Ooh, okay.
Oh no! Wait. Before we go there, can we the fifth quick performance real quick? Okay, Tamaya was the only one that really did good. I thought Jamie did good, but this is my thing. Can y'all fifth quick please stop with this titty out performance stuff? Like, with y'all titties just, like, literally, you know, you pull your shirt out and let your new bag show. Like, that's not, to me, that's just, you know, like, I think Katrina started in that all the femme employees, they get their bags done, now they titties just go, ooh, and just, they just have them all out while they voguing. Like, that's not cute. I think that's why Jamie got chopped. They chopped her. They chopped Jamie. And I think that's why they chopped her, because her bag was just all out. They were just out. And then I think somebody else finally walked, but she was, yeah, she was just chopping the fat. Yeah. And that was it with that category. But yeah, you can go to that Butch Queen Vogue film.
Yeah, so Butch Queen Vogue film was calling for a creative resume of your ballroom accomplishments. And I think the judges were carrying in here because, okay, when you say resume, it is what it, you know, it should look a certain way. It should be tight and things like that. But when it's a creative resume and the girls, you know, it's ballroom, they started doing whatever they thought could be creative, y'all were a little upset because, okay, what would be creative to one may not be creative to someone else. Like Jay Blonick actually said, I don't want to see, if you have a piece of paper up here, I don't think you should be walking up here with a piece of paper. But it's a resume. How would an employer get your resume besides emailing it? They would have to read it. So it would have to be something on paper unless you pass them an iPad. Hello?
Uh-huh.
So I really think I think what Avernia was saying was the creative aspect of it was what you actually, how you would have worded it. So I think, like, what Selena did was smart. Like, she said who she won, you know, her first $1,000 win, who she's battled.
Selena didn't say it, though. Jason said it.
Well, right. But, you know, what she did, per se. It was written out. You know,
yeah,
for the ones
cute.
That...
It was cute to Jason get her math all wrong. Jason said, she was like, okay, she did, like, she was a part of the 07, right, if I'm not mistaken. That's when she came out, correct, right? That's what Jason said, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so, you know, it's 2014, you know, we just started. She said, and then at the end, he was like, that's not, 9 years later, she's still a part of you. Okay, 14 minus 7.
Okay. 2005. Thing. Yeah.
She just started on 2005.
Kelly.
Yes.
Send me the phone number and the email address.
He said
in version performance.
Oh.
Version performance in 2005.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay, okay. But yeah, the resumes, I remember it was telling the judges, though, he just said read the resume. I remember he was telling, because it was a judge asking him a specific question. I can't remember who that was, but he was like, "Read the." He kept saying, "Just read the resume, and you just score from that."
He's just trying to read the resume. If it's impressive enough, then let him move
right
to the side.
Yeah,
because
Jamil came up.
Well, there
here
were also some impressive people. Mike would be impressive. His body of work. He won. Mike won $2,000 at the Philadelphia Horse Ball 2 years ago.
Right. And
that's,
you know,
why he girl. So
that's why he stood to the side and didn't battle.
Oh, they gave him 10s? I thought they told him he had to vote, too.
No, he voted the last battle. Him and Selena both left
the
last. They
were the
only two that stayed to the side, and they both battled last. They didn't have any battles besides the last one.
Oh, but they made Jamil battle.
Yeah.
He's had an impressive career.
Who?
Jamil. He's still remembered.
I don't think so. I just
well, shout out to
dollars.
The Con Young Men that won. And shout out to Hayden for winning the trip to Vegas.
Yeah, that Vegas is going to be a challenge. They give you a Vegas. Yeah, that lineup is a fool.
So,
huh?
Hold on, y'all. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly, you seem very distracted.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Don't FaceTime.
Bishop, you're live on the air.
Marcus.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. Man, it seems like you're throwing a lot of shade at everybody.
What shade?
Your ball is this week. Ain't it? Or it's next week, right?
Well, maybe the way my envelopes are set up, they're here.
Well, you telling everybody, if you try, you're going in shankles, right?
Right. Well, what is it? I mean, if you're offended by my opinion, my opinion must be valid if you're offended by it. Because guess what? President Obama doesn't respond to naughty things. He only responds to the Associated Press, the Washington Post, you know, the New York Times, those kind of situations. He's not going to respond to a slug line blog, you know, blog situation. So if you're offended by what I'm saying, it must be hurt. This is the truth.
No shade, but you're not President Obama. Business is business. Listen.
What you mean? Business is
business.
I never.
No, hold on. I'm not coming for you, but business is business.
Tell these girls they something and they're not, and then, you know, no ma'am. And then they come to my ball and want to fight because somebody told them they was fab, and then they come and actually get chopped. No, bitch, we want the best of the best. The stage is set. The stage is going to be brighter. It's going to be more competition. It's going to be – it is what it is, bitch, and we only want the best. I'd rather 5 fab girls than 25 fab not, because the not still going to come and watch.
Just there, I mean.
My trophies cost more than what most people get in an envelope. You're going to earn it this night. Thanks
man,
for reaching out.
I understand that, but I was just listening to the whole conversation. I'm like, man, this man got a ball
what
coming
I
up.
What if I said that was
no,
what,
the ball
what did
be
I say?
Fat. I know
what
your ball going to be fab. Listen, I know your
hold
ball
on
going to be fab. But the point is, business is business. Whatever,
I don't look at
bad,
it as business. I don't have a ball to make money.
Yeah, man.
I don't have a
you
ball to make
gotta
money.
Got to be careful what you say. Just promote the ball, man.
If they don't
man
come, then, Bishop, I don't want you to get confused. I am not a ball promoter. I don't do this for money. This is not my career. This is not how I pay my bills. Only a fool would pay their bills off of ball money. You cannot make it. You cannot retire from that. I'm a ball host. I'm having a ball.
Marcus,
I would love to make
Marcus,
get something
Marcus,
out of
Marcus, what? Marcus, Marcus.
Thank
you, girl.
What did you say?
Go to the back, baby, son.
What did I say?
But
I'm going in.
Bishop, we are recapping.
I'm listening. But yeah, I just needed to let you know, man. Yeah, I mean, your ball is gonna be off the chain. It's probably gonna be one of the balls, feature balls for 2014. And the thing is, I wish my ass could come and jump in the Uber, or you pay for me an Uber.
I can't. But
yeah,
but no, Bishop,
I mean,
I don't want to offend nobody. But again, what I'm saying, I'm not sitting here and trying to tell people. If people sit here, this is my opinion. And let me say this also:
Marcus,
I don't have
Marcus,
any. No. I've read what
Marcus,
they wrote.
Marcus,
I read what they wrote.
Okay.
And I'm going to clear it up because obviously people are upset. But this is my opinion. I'm not judging my ball. So what the fuck? My opinion does not matter. Just like my opinion didn't matter in Philadelphia.
Marcus,
so,
Marcus, bitch.
As a ball promoter, my job is to be fair and impartial. I have nothing to say about the people that win next week, whether I see them or not.
Marcus, you don't have to defend your opinion, though. That's your opinion.
Well, no, because people sitting here saying, you know what I'm saying, they're hurt by what I'm saying, because it,
Marcus,
obviously my opinion
Marcus,
does not matter.
Marcus, you know people still come to that ball.
Wow, hush up. Well, I'm not worried about them coming to the ball at this point. It's the week of the ball. If you come in, you come in. If you not, you not. But if you don't come because Marcus said you shouldn't have won last week, that's my opinion. I felt like my daughter should have won in Atlanta, but she ain't win.
Where did they say that, Marcus?
Atlanta was girlfriend panel anyway.
the person who won.
Your comments at, Marcus.
Huh?
Where are they criticizing your comments at?
The Batcave.
Nobody criticized
you. Also
just
tagged
said,
me
up.
In something. What I need to shut up for?
Marcus, I'm not even in the Batcave. I'm just, oh, my God.
But they posted it after you said it, thing. But, again, you have not told me what I have said. Tonight, I am not beating around the bush. I gave my opinion on the ball, who I would have voted for. That's just my opinion. That don't change that person won. If you, why would that bother you? There are a lot of times my house members may win or whatever and people don't agree. Or they got far, they got tens. That's their opinion. Let me be clear. I had somebody tell me last week that one of my daughters looked like a man. Like, just straight in her face. But guess what? It went in one ear and went out the other. That's their opinion.
Can I ask you a question? Who was your son that you said should have won in Atlanta?
What you say? I think my daughter should have won. I felt like Lila should have won in Atlanta. I feel she was one of the better-looking girls. Lila.
Who? Oh, you said the one who walked Fem Queen face?
Right.
You thought she should have said Shanice or something?
She didn't battle Shanice.
No, you said you thought she should have won the category, right?
Right.
Okay, so that means that you think that she should have said Shanice Dumbo, right?
Well, no. Let's be clear. When you win a ball, you don't have to win over the best person or who you see that night because the battle may not be set up that way. You have to beat the people who you battle to win the money.
Right. Okay. So if she would have battled Shanice, do you think that she has faith over Shanice?
That's just my opinion, though.
Oh. Okay, that's your opinion. I know I respect you for your opinion. Okay.
Right, but I'm also supposed to think that, too. I mean, that's my house member, just like, you know, whoever. But my opinion doesn't matter that night. It matters on those nine judges.
Right. Well, you knew what that was given. I mean, she's not that well-known in that area like that.
Well, she didn't battle Shanice either. I mean, right, she battled.
Well, I'm saying in general, she's not that well-known. You know what Amanda gives them panels, child.
Well, I think she did extremely well in Atlanta for Film Queen Trilogy. She got it was 3-3 and a tie, it was a tiebreaker. And she lost her first battle with the person who actually won the category. 3-3 is actually pretty close in a grand scheme of things.
Wait, she walked Trilogy?
She walked to Trilogy, too, the night for Evito's ball.
Oh.
Work, Marcus.
Okay. But don't you got to be real, though?
You don't think she was real?
No.
Did you think everybody on that list was real?
No. But I don't think she's real, though. If I was to see her, I wouldn't think she was real.
You didn't think she was real. If you could, but you would go out.
Because that trilogy doesn't make sense to me.
Trilogy? Well, again, maybe, I don't know what your trilogy means. I don't think trilogy is perfect.
No,
10.
I'm a perfect 10 person. I come from like perfect 10, like Sabrina Icon, those type of girls. That trilogy,
Okay, so my question is, you would go out with every girl that walked the trilogy category. You would go out in public with them.
At the Atlanta Awards Ball?
Yeah.
No, I would have chopped all of them except probably Paris Revlon and maybe maybe Trishay.
And
if she would have, I would have kept Paris and I would have kept maybe Trishay. That was it, and that would have been it. I would have chopped everybody up. Because I don't think Carmen is real at all. Not at all. She like
what about
she just like a Shannon?
You don't think Shannon was real that night?
Who?
Shannon.
Shannon gives me very like the auntie that's at the picnic that serves the watermelon. You know, like how you got that auntie that be at the picnic, kind of that, you know, the just the real cute, cool auntie, but
well,
she don't give me like.
You saying she's the auntie? That means you think she's real then.
She okay, but she just don't give me perfect tens or, like, I guess, because trilogy to me is like perfect tens. She don't give me that. She just give me her face. Like, I see her for face, but I don't see her for, I wouldn't say real, like, just not real. And
it was
not sexy like that to me. No, she's not really that sexy like that. She don't ooze sexy to me. I actually thought Trishay should have won. I actually personally thought that Trishay or Paris should have won personally. But as far as, like, bringing it for $1,000, I thought nobody really brought it. But Trishay did have a horse and carriage and stuff, so I actually probably would have, you know, gave it to her, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Since you don't have a ball coming up next week, boy, I guess you can voice your opinion more.
Yeah, if I
have
a ball coming
up
next week, I'm going to give it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Bishop, for calling in. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. You're live on the air. Mm-hmm. Private caller, you go on.
I'm back, y'all. My bad. What was y'all asking me before I got
over this shit?
No, I was asking Laura. She was saying who she had chopped and who would have stayed. And I asked her since Shannon won, what was her take on Shannon? And she said she felt she's real and she has faith, but not sex appeal.
Yeah. To the person that's, you know, sending me a message, I don't feel like I went left. I think I addressed the response. Some people think that we have to. I honestly believe that people like honesty and they like being told the truth. Versus whether you like my opinion or not, it's up to your discretion. But at the end of the day, if I have that opinion, somebody else might have had that opinion. Everybody only wants to hear good things. Everybody wants to be told, oh, everything was fab. No, everything is not going to be fab all the time. It's no shame. So I don't know why, Gabe, don't ask me if you don't really want to know.
I forgot one other person. Jada, I would have gave her 10 too, so that's 3 people. And Jada, I forget she had walked that night.
So you don't think
my
house member deserved 10 for $1,000?
No, she's not real. She's nobody's real. Nobody's real.
But the other names you said are real.
Jada's real. Yeah, Jada's real. You don't think
she's
real?
She said, Marcus, she said only Trishay and
I heard what he said. I heard what she said.
No, I don't think she's real. I think that she's
okay, but it's not just realness. It was realness, faith, and sex appeal.
But this is my thing. When you walk these perfect tits and trilogy, fuck all this, you got to have a little bit of this. Look, I feel like you
well, that's the difference
to
me.
You can walk faith,
the difference.
If you can walk realness, and if you can walk sex drive or whatever the other third part is. Like, if you can walk all those categories, you should be able to get 10. Fuck all this little bit of shit.
But to me, I think trilogy is, it takes components of it, and you is about better package. And perfect 10s is you're all those 3 things. But obviously that's up to discretion because it seems as though that has changed. But a perfect, how can you be perfect 10 and you just somewhat real? That just don't sound right. That's not a perfect 10.
Yeah.
But if you could be trilogy and be somewhat real. Because honestly, it all depends on how you paint. I don't believe if you really, for girls who paint really heavy, it's not many girls who can paint real heavy and then come back and walk film queen's realness. Because you just painted real heavy, but you're going to still look like, you still look like something.
But she don't look real. I just don't think she oozes realness. She don't give me realness.
Maybe that's not her strong suit. But she,
yeah, there's a certain thing.
She looks good when she comes out.
Her facial structure is like face. Because she, to me, she has structure for face. But when you look at her for realness, it's like,
And to the other person that's inboxing me saying I found it conceited, no, I wasn't trying to sound conceited. I don't want anybody to think that they have an advantage over somebody. I don't like when people say, if you don't do this, I'm not coming. You don't have to come. Like, I want you to come and support me, but don't think you have leverage over me by saying you're not going to come. You're not going to get your way. Y'all should know that about me. You're not going to get your way. Because, either you're going to change my mind and we'll agree, or we're going to agree to disagree, and if you choose not to come, it's okay. But it wasn't being a conceit. I'm not kissing anyone's ass to come to the ball. I'm not an ass kisser. I'm asking people to come to the ball because I want you to think you're going to be treated fair. Does that make sense? So, again, I wasn't trying to disrespect Bishop. And I wasn't trying to sound conceited, but it made it sound like, oh, you need to be nice to these people so they'll come to your ball. There's a lot of nice people who balls be empty.
Thank God I'm not no ball promoter. Cause
I'm not a ball promoter either.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Well, you can come on now if you like. You see it? If I let you down, I'm just, again,
come on through,
God damn it.
Come on through, I just felt like your house number tried it by writing on my wall. I don't like people writing on my wall. If you don't like what I say, inbox me, but don't write nothing on my wall.
Rodney, who won both him at the ball?
Hayden and Carl.
It was two Carls.
Yeah, Hayden and a cute little boy, another little boy.
Okay, so how did they do it then? Because it was like, okay, so Nash won the twist part, right? The realness with twist one, right?
Right.
And then, okay, Tamaya won the female singer performance. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And then for Vogue Femme, you said the cons. You said who? Wait, who won again?
It was two cons, and Nash won the twist. It was three cons total, named by me in the hat.
Okay. Was that Selena that was in the last battle, right?
Yeah, with the silver outfit on.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Athena Khan for winning Drag's Realness.
Yes, Athena Khan, Drag's Realness.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I mean, they had like a party, I know, Friday night, but I didn't go to that. I heard it was like a little party, but a little just something.
Oh, yeah, it was all you can drink party.
Yeah. But I missed that. I wasn't in Philly for that.
It was also a ball this weekend in Houston. Can somebody call in and give us a report on Houston?
J-Rock, where you at?
I know the ball didn't finish, J-Rock. That's the first time in a long time in Texas they haven't finished. What happened?
Well, I know a lot of people had a lot to say about the commentating as well. They were saying that J-Rock
Oh, they wasn't using J-Rock's commentation?
No.
They didn't like a second, second, boom.
J-Rock
actually did pretty good at the ball in Dallas. He actually did pretty good at Texas. I was gagged.
I'm just saying what they were saying on that boat.
He does pretty well to me, too, as well. A lot of people say, you know,
it was all right to me. No shit. Hold on, let me be clear. I've definitely heard worse.
I heard it was a Chanel that was, Paris Chanel or something, I think her name is. I think. I don't want to be mistaken. It was. I know it was a drag. I was about to say dragon. God forgive me. It was a drag that won.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. 832-623, you're live on the air.
Shake it up, and I can see cutting deep to your back. Don't break it. Now, what the fuck y'all say?
Now, J-Rod, give them a whole 8 bars. Go off.
Give them a whole 8 bars. Y'all have been trying to ask me to chant this whole time.
Hey,
okay.
You should be lucky
somebody. Actually, that's a cute one, J-Rock. Okay, listen. There was a girl named Nikki. You can say she was a sex fiend. I said I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating in magazines. She said, I'ma pump that, shake that, put it in your face. Pump that, shake that, I know you want to taste. Pump that, shake that, grab this ass, but let me put my puss on your mustache. I'ma leave it like that.
Okay.
Judges your scores.
Ten.
I say 10 too.
Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert.
Laura, your score.
Your house is a ball of
Actually, to tell you the truth, I did not promote that ball nationally because it was the creatingchange.org ball, and they were coming to Houston this year and asked us to do one. So I just wanted it to be local. But just so happened, the kids really came out to have fun and play, and it was really over in a fab venue with the big plasma screens and everything.
Yeah,
I
heard
not,
that.
I mean, I did
but
not expect
can I say
that.
Something? With
yes.
y'all being like a newer scene, y'all shouldn't keep your function secret because that's when, you know, let's just
no,
say y'all won't get.
I didn't.
I
mean, it,
I,
this,
bitch, I had no idea it was a ball in Texas.
See, this is what happened, Marcus. When we found out about it, like, in December, we had, like, less than a month to get everything together. And I'm not going to tell the nation about something in Texas 2 to 3 weeks before it happens. You see what I'm saying?
Was it free to get in?
No, it was a $10 cover charge.
That's relatively free.
Right. And you know, and I mean, the kids came out to have fun. They didn't care if it was
y'all
a grand prize.
Y'all didn't want nobody
or not.
From out of town to come and win your money, girl. That's what it was. Tell the truth.
No, actually it was some out of towners there. They came
oh,
in, you know, to support.
Laura's son was there.
And you know, it was really good. I think the categories that turned it for that night was actually best dressed, which shocked the hell out of me. You know, but let me see, best dressed.
Actually, J-Rock, the boy that won, he was kind of cute too. No shade. It was a lot of cute people won.
The boy, you talking about the boy that won best dressed?
Best dressed. He had on like
a
looked
boy,
like a black.
A boy did not win best dressed, but thank you for shading.
No, the boy. Well, I saw a picture of a boy. He should have won.
Exactly. That
he
was
looked like a
son.
Pageant outfit.
That,
it was cute,
oh
though.
No! Well, you must didn't see my other son, but both of them are my members. You're talking about Damian Couture
what?
Ebony. That's one of my members. And then the other one.
The one that had on
short.
The black and gold, it looked like a sportswear pageant. But it actually, you know, I'm kind of funny about those pageant outfits being best dressed. But that one actually looked pretty good.
Right. That was Damien.
The black and
but
gold
I'm
yeah,
going to post
cute.
A picture of my other member that came right behind him. And y'all can make the decision. But, yeah, we turned it in fashion because we're coming for fashion this year. But anyways, the other category that I think was hot down in Houston was the face category. That kind of shocked me because it was a lot of people came out, and they really turned it, and it was really fun. But, you know, congratulations to Heat Mizrahi and his brother. He's a new Mizrahi. I think his name is Chris. They had won over, you know, Akira Chanel, which, you know, I thought Akira should have won, but that's another thing.
That's just your motherfucking opinion, bitch.
Like I see, I was trying to be, like I said, I think Akira Chanel should have won, you know, Legend Slayer. Thank
yeah,
you.
Well, she didn't win, and the Mizrahis won. Okay, I'm doing one of J-Rock and Michi's numbers tonight.
Hold on, actually, isn't she? Oh, no, she's not an Icon Slayer. It was the other girl that beat her.
It was a legend. It was a legend in North Carolina, right? When she had won in North Carolina, that was just a legendary face. But
hold on, y'all talking about the night she beat Deasia?
Mm-hmm. Deasia's not a legend.
Oh, well, somebody said she was a legend slayer from North Carolina when she won.
Deasia is a legend.
Either way it go, like I said, you know what I'm saying, there's no shade to my baby, Heat Mizrahi, but I think Chanel should have stayed.
Yeah.
And
also, Ronnie won. He has
congratulations.
Face, so I'm glad they came off of him. No shade, because they always kind of let him have it. I think he has face.
Congratulations, Ronnie Mizrahi. You won over the Chanel.
They like to come for the Heat. But I always say it like this: if the icon gives you your tens, then I'm good with it. Because if the icon have given him his tens twice, and I'm talking about Whitney. So if Whitney says it's face, it's face. I don't even care. But anyways,
who was on the panel?
No, the panel was this night. The panel was we had, you know, Rio Tsunami. We had our legendary. We had legendary Pooh. We had legendary Joelle. We had, LaMel. Then we
had. Wait, Joelle legendary too?
What'd you say? Okay, now you're trying to know, Kelly. I didn't. Yes.
Yes, Joelle is legendary.
Okay.
That is our legendary pretty boy of Texas, Father Joelle. And then, you know, then we had an agent from the conference that was on the panel too. But yeah, face.
Hold on. There wasn't no Scott on the panel.
Ain't got no down there.
Why wouldn't even have Scott on the panel?
Oh, okay. I don't remember that.
The whole house.
I remember that this weekend.
House of Ms. Rahi.
You know what
I mean?
You said that. Rahi, you know what they said, right? I'm just kidding.
I mean, the whole house went to Ms. Rahi. I'm just saying.
Say, you know, Scott is in Texas no more.
We actually do have members. Catch us at the next Rio function in Texas.
Jermaine is just visiting.
I'm not gonna start because, like he said, some of the dust got them on my face.
Well, as
but
I
anyway.
Said, we there's a new thing in Texas. Watch.
Okay.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. What else was a hot category? I did not expect that many doggone performances to come out. We had the we were trying to speed up the ball because we didn't realize that many people was gonna walk. What else turned it was trans man. I don't know where these trans men came from. Jesus Christ, I don't even know their names. They just looked like some dudes off the street walking up there, but they were trans men. But, hey, you know, I feel like I'm not going to hell if I marry one. But anyways, that's another thing. We didn't get to Pretty Boy Realness. We did not get to Pretty Boy Realness, male figure sex siren, and Thug Realness, because performance had about like 25 to 30 people came out, so we had to do 3 blind mice to get them out of there, because it was like, I didn't know that many people was going to walk. But other than that, it was like a really fun night, and what I was going to do is, this month, when we have our mini function on Thursdays, I just told them we're going to have those categories that they didn't have, and put some money on it, because they did. Some people were ready and dressed for it. But it was very fun, though.
Who was the drag that won the performance category?
You said what?
Who was the drag that won the performance category?
Baby, the drag realness, I mean, not the drag realness, the drag performance.
Oh,
winner.
Hold on. We got this other loud mouth wench on the phone.
Who? First of all, before you say anything, that makes me feel like that there's another loud mouth wench on the phone besides yourself. Who is that?
Michi.
Michi.
Well, Michi, before you say anything, the winner of performance, and she went through everybody.
Yes.
Was the Paris Chanel?
Yes.
You know
Chanel,
the one that the little punk ass motherfucker tried to come
like
find the room. She did that motherfucking split kick into that motherfucker.
Yeah, you know, they got
she shut down all of Ms. Rahees that had walked. But hey, Michi.
Wait, Marcus, is that the same one that you were talking about that came to that last bar that she went to in Dallas? The one that I was battled the Escado or Mizrahi Stem Queen. It's always them two that's always battling.
That's her. But Zapparis, she eats. Zapparis eats. Like I tell people, she always make it down to the last two, or either she wins. But it's been a while, so that was a dessert, a long time coming. But that night she just came out. She just really, you could tell even in her LSS that she was coming to not play tonight. So
was the judges was it no chops that night or something? Because I noticed they let everybody do some performance.
I had put it like this. No, they had some chops. They had some chops, and it's still a lot of people had came through, but I think they were looking at it as in, like I said, it was Agents for Change, it was Creating Change Ball, it was supposed to be about fun. Every single category that I wrote for that ball was about awareness and LGBT community issues. They were having fun because we had a big mixed crowd. Everybody was having fun.
That's nice. And congratulations to Hong Prodigy on receiving his award that night. Hong, you're one of the few people that don't get recognized often, so I'm glad you were recognized for your work in Boston. You didn't know that, Ronnie, did you?
Yes, I did.
So, somebody's phone is fierce. But, yeah, like I said, the weekend was fun. The ball started late because of me. Now, before you bitches say any motherfucking thing, I do not snort motherfucking coke. But I had a nosebleed before the
ball. Well, that panel was snorting coke to let that that stress girl come on through like that, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Who won that dress?
Michi, can you put up that picture in the ballroom?
Somebody who just left the convention. The church, the PAW convention.
Well, child.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But like I said, but we was only 30 minutes late. We didn't start at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Also,
if you would have came on time, y'all would have finished the ball then.
No, if I would have came on time, we still would have not finished that ball because we was overtime even in the performance category, and I thank you. We went 30 minutes overtime.
Well, so you.
But I mean,
y'all don't do it often. It happens.
Here we go. How about this? We've never done that at all, ever.
I can't say that.
I can.
You the first person to ever
shade the kids and start the ball late. Yes, I am a man of responsibility. It was my fault we started late.
Oh, well, welcome to the ballroom thing.
But like I said,
while we're talking about time, the Carolina People's Choice, doors open at 7, LSS will start at 8, and the first category will be at 9.
Hey, this is Laura, and I can confess that he will start the ball at 7:59.
Well, make it a grand prize first so I can walk.
You know, Marcus, don't play with
signs. Grand prize. What are you all kidding, J-Rock?
Y'all know I'm always out there to pull something on y'all. I'm not telling y'all because I don't want nobody to know who I am. They never know who I am until after I walk. Which is a good thing.
Oh, J-Rock, you've gotten a little more notoriety now. They're going to know who you are.
No, they're not going to know me. I'm a man of many different looks. Michael Jackson said change it up every now and then. Maybe I could have curly hair, no hair. I can do anything. I can wear glasses, no glasses. You wouldn't know who the fuck I am.
I
thought
you said that was Pretty Boy versus Pretty Boy with Christiana. I know that much.
What'd you say?
You better not walk that schoolboy versus Pretty Boy.
First of all, I'm not walking anything ending in boy because I'm a man, okay? So, I will not be walking anything ending in FQ because I'm a man.
Big Show, you're live on the air. Bishop, you're live on the air.
Bishop said he was not going to be pressing one and coming up into this queue when he first came on and said what he had to say. Now, y'all can let him back on through this motherfucking line.
Hello? Oh, Kelly?
Yes, Bishop.
J-Rock.
I just want to say one thing, man.
Bishop, what do you want to say?
Are you trying to say you're gonna see what you're gonna pee on him?
You know, I'm not down with all that freaky shit of defecating on people and all that stuff, but I will tell you this. Why is everybody always so fucking pressed and hating on me when I never say anything to them? You know, I learned one thing from the if I didn't learn anything else from the icon himself, Stuart Ebony, when you don't say anything to anybody and they always got something to fucking say to you, that's called they can't motherfucking take me, and I am a motherfucking good person. So with that being said, stay where you are with your can't take motherfucking haterade ass. I'm just sitting up here trying to recap a ball. And like I said, I will not be able to ever read anybody like a queen and go real fierce because I don't know how to read like that. I don't know how to read like a faggot, but I'm pretty sure that you do, Bishop, but you're all trade out and shit.
What happened? What's the beef between y'all?
I don't know what the beef between us is, Alexis. That's what I'm saying. That's called can't take. When you don't know somebody and they keep on coming towards you.
Well, you just called. Laura does sound like Alexis, but...
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Lord. I thought it was Alexis. I would never be shady like that. I would have told you if it was shade. But like I said, when people just keep coming for you, if I don't know you and I just keep saying, oh, bitch, you this or bitch, you that, and I keep, you know, I keep trying to avoid you, you know, I keep doing my thing, not knowing who you are, and keep doing my thing, then you come up to me at a ball and introduce yourself and try to give me a handshake and a hug and, hey, how you doing, Kiki, hum-hum. And then when we're not at the ball, you want to motherfucking come at me. That's called...
Wait a minute.
I just
brought
my own bag. Hello? There's a difference between a Kiki and a can't take. I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of you motherfucking ballroom people out here thinking that I'm supposed to sit up here and just keep on letting y'all come for me and not say anything. I'm not a punk bitch by far. You dumbass motherfucker.
I have a question about your ball. I have a question because the only category I saw was a performance category because my son posted the clip. Well, he showed me the clip and then I reposted it on my wall. I have a question. Who was who was the two judges on the right side of the panel? The last two judges on the right side.
That was
Like two people vote game. You doing the vote? That was Joey
and Lamell.
Joey and Lamell. Oh, Lamell Ebony?
Yes.
So one does it. Okay, so it makes sense. Okay, because I noticed that every time Red and Ebony kept voting, it was always one Ebony to it.
Is that what you noticed, Alexis? God damn it. You know, Alexis always had that low, low, low phone, and I didn't know if that was her or not.
This is Laura.
Okay, Laura. Well, yes, Laura. Did you catch that? Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, that's what you caught. When I'm on the microphone, you know, I'm just on the microphone. I'm the person that's not biased. I'm not going to root for no house or whatever. It's all about ballroom. But that's who that was.
I didn't feel
commentating
with Jay.
I'm going to tell y'all. Now, look, y'all.
What is the conversation?
Let me tell y'all something. Jay is a very nice person. That's my first time ever meeting him.
That was not my question. I felt, actually, it was fine to me.
I didn't see... He didn't do no boom shakalaka boom shakalaka. I don't know what y'all be saying when y'all be saying that. I didn't hear him say none of that. You know, he did a pretty good job, and he had the crowd jumping, and he carried the ball well, and then when I got the microphone, I carried it, and then we carried back and forth. He came in at the right time. When I said something, he'll come in at the right time, and the kids loved it, so... I don't know what y'all be talking about when this boom shakalaka
You know, Jay does Marcus balls a lot, and I can't stand when Marcus does that, but, you know.
Jay did a performance of one of his songs, like a concert, and off the boom box, and the white kids was all over it. So I only thing I can say is what us black people don't like, somebody else will, because them kids was going up. And that's the same thing like with Rihanna. Some things that Rihanna do that we don't know about, the white people go to fuck up, and then she blows up. I don't know.
Marcus, is Jay coming to you? Who coming to you, Marcus?
Jay Blutnick.
Because you got a lot going on, because I know you had, you named a few names, so I don't know who's doing, like, who's doing what.
Baby, what is on my, what is on the flyer?
No, because you put Kevin Jay-Z, you know, well, Kevin.
Hey,
know,
hold on. Did you read what the fly? Did you read what the announcement said? Ladies and gentlemen, we advertise. We don't use people names and not pay them. We have Jack and Selvin. We have added Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy to the roster. It is a award win.
I'm asking you because, you know, like, for some reason.
I don't know what you're talking about, Laura. Laura. We have the icon Jack Mizrahi, the icon Selvin Mizrahi, and the legendary Kevin.
Who's
going to
be in the mic?
All three. If Jay comes in the building and he wants to get on that mic, would you allow him to get on that mic?
Jay?
Warning! Freak alert! Warning! Freak alert!
I love it.
Jay is a commentator, and if he would like to make any announcement at any time, he is more than welcome to do so. I'm sure he'll be announcing some information about his ball. It's up his 20th anniversary ball.
Okay, Marcus. Well, let's go further. Econ is a commentator. Little Mama is a commentator. Louis St. Queen is a commentator. They're all going to be at the ball. What if they want to give a light LSS? Are you
nobody said anything about an LSS. What I said was, if Jay would like to make an announcement at the ball, he is more than welcome to make an announcement.
But no, Jay don't be making an announcement. Jay will make an announcement, and he'll just do, you know, for some reason, he has the mic the whole night.
Okay, well, unfortunately, people don't really quite understand. We have three commentators. That is more than enough.
I'm just asking. I don't want to be reading when I'm there. I'm telling you.
But, Lord, you're going to read regardless.
Yes, it is. I want the girl to be drained out because, you know, she's drained out.
Well, speaking of all this doggone commentator and all this kind of stuff, actually, I wanted, you know what? I was thinking about it. I've already been graced by all the iconic commentators. So for y'all to keep on trying to come for my commentating, as long as Jack Mizrahi keep giving me a chance, and as long as Selvin keep giving me a chance, and now Jay Blunick said he enjoyed my commentating, you guys that are not commentators really don't fucking matter, do you?
No.
Warning! Freak alert! Warning! Freak alert!
Well, J-Rock, they would definitely be able to hear you on Sunday at the Aftermath when you walk the category and slay the girls, right?
Oh, yes, bitch, I told y'all I was going to come, and I will slay. Bitch, I will get the microphone, win, lose, or draw. That's no problem. I will step on the floor, win, lose, or draw. I'm not a scary bitch by far.
Y'all heard it here first.
Now, any bitch that want to step on a motherfucking microphone next to me,
well,
just
I can
know.
Tell you now, Memphis Khan is going to be.
I wouldn't give a damn if it wasn't my ball mistake, because I would step on the motherfucking microphone and slay you, bitch.
I wouldn't give a damn if it was Memphis. Bleak, bitch, on the motherfucking microphone.
Memphis Khan is going to be in the building, and he's going to tell you, I know you love me, baby.
I wouldn't care if it was Memphis Bleak. I got my motherfucking Ike and Tina motherfucking chant myself, so who cares?
Well, what's your Ike and Tina chant? Go on.
I can't tell you because it wouldn't be nice, would it? Why would I do everything on this line when I can save it for the ball? Come
speaking
to the Seven Jobs Ball and you'll see.
Wait, speaking of Memphis, did y'all, okay, I got a question. How y'all feel about that video of Memphis chant with those girls voguing and, you know, what they were doing? They was like the, what do you think of the
I think it was a great flash mob video. It was very innovative, and I think it was exciting.
No shade, I'm the one that posted the video, and because it was, it really, like, I thought it was cute.
It was the video.
I thought it was cute. Like,
what video are you talking about?
The video room.
Kentrell and Mimi now.
Do not tag me in it, child, please.
Why not?
because I don't want that shit flooded to my timeline. I hate when the girls tag me and shit, Miss Dang Girl.
Yeah,
it's,
girl, no,
yeah, it's a video with your son, but they blew it up on Facebook where to where all the straight people seen it now. Like, they, it's all over. Like, I have people, like, in my family, like, my real family, they were sharing it on their Facebook. Like, it's all over Facebook. And, like, people had a lot of comments to say about, like, they just had a lot to say.
But what are they saying? Don't tag me in it, but what are they saying?
It's a mixture of stuff. You have the gays. You have some of the gays that's actually, of course, reading, and then you got the ones that's supporting, and then you have the straight that's like, okay, it's kind of cool, but then you got a lot of straight like, what the
fuck? Like, well, if you want to know what the straight people said about it, I could tell you what my cousin said about it, because I put it on my wall by accident. I was trying to put it in the, okay, this dumb ass said, hold on. He said, do they live in a trap? These niggas done had way too much sugar. I got advice for them. Nice job, but clean that house up.
Yeah.
Then he came back, and we laughing, and I was like, and I kept telling them, stop it. And then he was like, it started crazy. I don't think if this nigga was, I didn't know if this nigga was in the attic, or was he on a stage? What the fuck? Was it not finished? I mean, Section 8 is not going to pass that. And then,
like,
the shade was the girl that asked, was they on a set? The girl was like, are they on a set? Are they?
He said, I know. He said, and then I kept telling, when I told him to stop again, he wanted to keep going in. And he said, I know, but did you see the rainbow jump out the couch? I was like, what the fuck, them? That's got to be X-Pills, man, Valiums. I know them NyQuil babies be dancing like that. Then he said, then he said, I can't wait to see them do that in Walmart on food stamp day. Niggas gonna jump out the lettuce like, fame!
I guess it was so much publicity that the video is gone now, honey.
Yep, and then the last thing this dumbass said is, I seen a nigga jump out of the toilet tissue aisle, like squeeze the Charmin, then that nigga took the roll all the way in a basket and was twerking in a basket and turned the corner and everything by itself. He said, and I was like, damn, the power of pine saw.
I think the concept was cute, and like how Marcus said, like the it was one ball Marcus had too when he did the one Laomi won, when Laomi won the performance cat, the female singing performance category. That would actually been cute if it was like four female singers that would have did like a routine or video like that. That would be actually kind of cute if it was in a better setting, of course, but.
Yeah, they like a flash mob. That would have been cute if they'd have did
it
in public. Yes, ma'am, that would have been.
The concept was cute, but the people on the video.
The last girl with that long hair, though, I'm sorry.
She was cool. But she was all right. She was cool.
Mimi Carr.
Yeah.
That was cute. I was scared. I thought the video was somebody jumped down and broke their ankles, because, bitch, I thought he was going to.
Can I say something? Did it seem as though he looked a little stuck when he was on the door? Like, well, how am I going to get down?
Yeah. Like, wait. And when that bitch came out the refrigerator, though, no, but when the bitch came out the refrigerator, y'all
was saying he was giving Katrina Ebony teeth.
It is just cute. I just shut the hell up. And that bitch that came
out
of
the refrigerator. She came from the side of the refrigerator. He just opened it up and it made it look like she came out the refrigerator.
You know what, Kelly? It was very Katrina teeth. Yes, it was very Katrina teeth. The concept was cute, but.
You know, it may have gave Katrina tees, but in Houston, Ginger gave Ginger tees, and it got chopped. Now what? And I know she going to read me for filth. Oh, Miss J-Rock, I know you're not coming for me. I am the $5,000, bitch. So.
What?
You want to come for my Katrina? You want to come for my Katrina coming down the slide, pussy cunt? Then I'm going to come for your Ginger. That's your Ginger.
Bitch, how the fuck? My name is Miss Motherfucking Hunter. Bitch.
Oh,
how the fuck
you
can read them for filth?
I like when people think y'all are boss. thing is that, like, with that video, it looked like they practiced it 100 million times, though, because Catrell Shorts was dirty as fuck, like, when they finally did it.
But to tell you the truth, though, Alexis, I think what happened was when he was sitting
it's
up there.
It's not Alexis, it's Laura.
God damn it. Is Alexis even on the line?
She's on FaceTime or something right now.
Okay, well, Laura, I think what happened was, you know, at the top of that door sill, I think it was, that's where that came from.
No, when she jumped down, did you see how that dust that flew up off that carpet? And she ran over by that refrigerator, did you see how it opened? Everybody saw that dust, and then when she fell on that sofa, bitch, that dust that popped up off that sofa. That was not cute.
Lord, you are shaming.
Girl, talk about that was some air. No, bitch, I think you see air. No, bitch, that was no gas air. That was straight up, bitch. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
I told her about that damn dirty ass sofa.
J-Walk, when do you get to North Carolina?
I should be there at least already. Let me see. Probably like Friday morning.
Okay.
Either Friday morning or Friday afternoon.
Okay.
It all depends.
You mega
bus in
it or you're tracking it?
I'm driving. It depends on if my stunted, you know, room go through or not. You know.
So Marcus, is there a stage at your ball? Is there a stage or anything? Or
yeah, there is a stage at our ball. Mm-hmm.
Is it a double stage? Yeah. Because I hate the stages that you be about to fall the fuck off of.
I saw what she was, you know, what we talked about earlier, but like how, you know, like how, walk, like, do you know, like, the actual width, you know what I mean? Like,
well, y'all, width. If y'all was reading, y'all would have noticed the dimensions of the stage.
No.
When y'all was looking at the table
Marcus,
and out
look,
where the tables
home,
were set up.
Girl, girl,
you show right.
Y'all was reading the name.
Don't do that,
Mark. That's why I don't like y'all. Because
how
you doing? Like,
I've been telling
people.
Is there a ball that you can refer that stage to? Like, is there something you can compare that stage
like North
to?
Carolina, like North Carolina awards, not last year, but the year before that. Is it as big as that one?
Hold on.
It's not as long as that one, but it's the same width.
Okay.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, can we talk about how Mimi does the same? Uh-huh. Jump, skip, and hop in every performance. I'm getting tired of that.
Where did she beat you at?
She didn't beat me nowhere. She's just a fool.
What's her name, baby?
You know she not giving her name Laura. That's why she called private.
Yes, I'm one of those girls. I'm sorry.
You don't see me,
me? No,
you
don't see
her,
me.
You should call her out at work and call her out.
Okay, we could do that.
Yeah, call her out.
You coming, Mama? You trying to win that trip to Vegas?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, what's your name? I'm going to rig it for you. What's your name, doll?
You don't need to know all that.
He gonna get you a free room for the weekend.
No, I'm not.
I have my own coin. I don't need nobody buying me anything.
Would you like to donate to the Ass Man? I'm just
playing.
But I do like to say I do love Kelly Down. Kelly, yes, girl, you be reading, girl. I be living, girl. I love you.
Where you from, Mama?
Chicago.
What part?
Who?
What part of Chicago?
Southside.
Southside?
What do
you
do for living?
You live in the 100s or you like in the 90s?
I'm in the 80s.
You're in the 80s? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. 80s and 80 what, third?
87.
87?
Homegirl, I suggest you to stop answering those questions. I'm just going to pull that out. Yeah, no. Good.
Yeah.
It's a link for you.
I was just trying to figure out where she was at in Chicago.
Yeah, she was in that street. This girl would have been at the door.
Are you from Chicago?
Oh,
I'm
here with
you
at the city.
They were 80-something.
Well, baby, you asking what?
I was asking what people from Chicago.
No, but I'm very familiar with the city. Very familiar. Are you, you know, like, what are you near on the south side?
What do you mean?
Like, are you near Stony Island or?
Yes, no, not Stony Island. I'm actually off state. You know where Food for Less is at?
Food for Less. Oh, okay. So you, but the Food for Less from Stony?
Yeah, no, that's not on Stony. That's on state.
You said on state? Okay, yeah,
yes.
I know where that is.
Yes, I live in the apartment buildings over there.
Oh, okay, by the Harold's Chicken. It's a Harold's not too far from there.
Yeah. Honestly,
you a bold bitch, so you don't mind the same. Don't worry. Yeah. I'm expecting to hear some.
I know who this is, actually. I'm just going to pay it.
Mark.
Who is it?
Marcus. You know I know already.
And they don't live where they say they live either.
No.
but it's no shade. I will say this. If you hang up, I'll know the tea. Your place is definitely legendary.
My who?
Your place is legendary.
Girl, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just saying, girl. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, you have a good night, Ma. All
right.
Any more callers?
We ain't got no callers. We got 8 minutes left, bitch, and we're already lucky I've been here for this long, Miss Akers. Bitch, I'm tired.
Yeah, girl, you have not been entertaining us, girl. You are very...
I've been letting y'all entertain them, mistakes, because, bitch, if I had to talk, bitch, the show would have been over, mistake, a long time ago, so I could have went and got in my bed, mistake, and heat me another piece of meatloaf, honey, and my glass of Pepsi before I go to sleep.
Well, you know, Kelly trying to quit. You know Kelly quitting, though. This time I asked
her. Yeah, she really paying it. So, ladies and gentlemen, Butch Queen, I just want to make a clarification statement on Vogue Femin Twist, because we've been getting this question a lot. Your outfit has to be for Vogue Femme and Twist an animal print. So that means that whatever animal you pick has to have a pattern to it. So a cheetah, a zebra. It doesn't have to necessarily be a cat, but it does have to be an animal with some type of distinctive print. A giraffe, something with. Something on
it. It says animal. Mistake. Why can't they just somebody just be an elephant, mistaken or grass?
Because an elephant doesn't have a print on it, honey.
Well, mistake, if they come out there all great, mistake, you know that they're an elephant, mistake.
This is Laura. I'm going to help you out. Just come like a giraffe, very giraffe. Think cheetah. Think zebra.
Fuckers, if I was to come out there in all gray, mistake, and try to walk this category, market, they would chop me, mistake. Wouldn't I be giving elephant
keys?
That's
not an elephant print. Print.
Now, when you say animal print, now, and I have to ask you this, because I know some girls are going to try it. They going to come looking like one of those race cars, the white and black type, you know, them little race car little outfits. The white and black.
That's what
they're
trying
to say here.
What animal are they resembling with a NASCAR outfit on?
I'm telling you, them girls think like that. They're going to be, you know, if you get them dumb girls, they're like to try it, and it's always one.
Okay, well,
they're going
to try it. They'll just lose their chance for a trip to Vegas. Dressed in animal print.
That's true. Okay.
Give us the devastating performance.
Laura.
Laura? Which Laura are you? Are you Laura Spears or Laura Spears Icon Return?
There's no Laura Spears Icon Return. That's a fact. I don't know who that is.
Okay, then. Now, I'm letting you know right now, I'm about to do something that I will not do for anybody, but because I hear your voice all the time, I'm going to add you. But please, I beg of you,
don't hear me.
Don't what?
Don't turn me. I have never crossed your path. I have never stepped on your toes.
Oh, yeah,
I'm just saying. I only got RJ and Mona.
This time off the wall is when I'm at a bar.
Unless you look like a fucking guy. You understand?
Can any one of you legendary historians or iconic historians, if y'all got a picture or a video or something, I really want to see Letitia as the mermaid. Because I'm tired of hearing about it.
So y'all heard about what Marcus said, y'all, which Quavo says, he said devastating. Before.
And Twister.
Devastating.
Twisters are allowed to go in there, Marcus?
What did you say, J-Rock?
You said Twisters, the Twisters, they're allowed to perform in that?
They're allowed to perform in that.
Huh?
You mean they're allowed to perform in that?
Yeah, because I got some Twisters saying it. They, you know, a lot of Twisters say it says Vogue Femme. And I keep saying, well, you know, when you're Voguing Femme as a twist, that's your twist.
J-Rock,
the category is Butch Queen Vogue Femme versus Butch Queen Twist.
J-Rock,
oh, okay, that's what I was saying.
J-Rock. The new twist there is faggot Zoom Child. I'm enjoying both fans. So,
right.
Why do you go Child?
That's right, girls. Y'all are number five. Be on time, doll. Be on time. I can only suggest that you girls come early. That's all I'm going to say. Do not call me and ask me to pull nobody out. No line, because I can't. Cause I won't be
no
shame.
You know what? There's some people I want to see really come out, and it's no shame to have to go out. I really want to see Cam Cat come out. All right.
You want to see who?
Cam Cat.
Oh, okay.
And I would love to see all the women, butch and trans men, come out. Come out. We added categories for y'all that you guys wanted, that you guys feel as though are exciting for you. Come out.
It's
your, excuse me?
How much is simply face for money?
Female figure face?
Oh, female figure face? How much is that for?
$500.
Stasha, please come out.
Girl, on that note, girl, everybody say good night, Miss Thang. Miss Laura,
good night.
Miss Laura is shaking the pot, Miss Thang, honey. Okay, bitch, everybody say good night because we about to get them out of here.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, you got high for the girls, but you rest in peace. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
This is Laura. Good night, everyone.
I can't with Miss Laura Spears, honey, baby. I'm the legendary Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. The Tea Party cast will definitely be back here live tomorrow night for Trash Talk Tuesdays. So definitely tune into that. And don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night when the CEO and founder, Jasmine Couture, will definitely be live on the air for the State of Emergency show. I'm going to take y'all away with our questions. Have a good night.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball. Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grands include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fan's favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, That's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Sheldon Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
Legendary Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga presents the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grands include Team Perfect 10, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Femme Queen Sex Siren. High Fashion Bombshell Strikes Again for $1,000. The Rich Bitch. Bitch Stole My Look for $1,000. Femme Queen Face. Bring Us a Cover Worthy of GQ Magazine for $1,000. Femme Queen Sexy Performance for $500. High Fashion Streetwear. Versace, Versace, Versace for $500. European Runway, The Look for Less for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball, presented by the legendary Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. A weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50. No waits online. And access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin J.C. Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page, February 15th.